You're listening to SBS News.
More than 3 million Australians have an opioid prescription, according to a new Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report. Opioids provide pain relief and can be obtained legally, such as codeine and morphine, and also illegally in heroin and opium. The report's author, Dr. Linnell Moon, says it's pharmaceutical drugs like codeine which are most responsible for harm increases over the past decade.
The most important finding is that the harm associated with opioid use has increased quite substantially over the last 10 years. So the number of deaths, for example, has doubled, and the rate, which then takes into account the size of the population, has increased by about 63%.
The report shows 715,000 Australians use pharmaceutical opioids for non-medical uses in 2016 to 2017. In that same period, 40,000 were using heroin. Former opioid user Mary Lynn Cochran suffers from severe osteoarthritis.
I've had 3 back surgeries, hip surgeries, knee surgeries, ankle, shoulder, wrists. So the pain is where it is debilitating. I can't walk, I can't stand, I can't, I can't do a lot of activity. So opioids for me, I was dependent on them. I went to the doctor in those days. I didn't question, because I didn't think I had the knowledge and the skills to think that there was another way of doing it. I believed what I was told, and I believed they were doing the right thing at the time.
She says she was so dependent, it affected her quality of life.
I just kept taking them, and then I found that the mixture I was taking that was given to me wasn't enough, that the pain was coming through. So I'd go back and they'd increase the dose. My whole life became a bobble, and I found myself suffering depression and didn't want to say that. I found myself isolated a bit. I didn't want to go out because it was painful. I got to a stage where I was really anxious about finding myself in a position where I didn't have the medication on board.
Miss Cochran eventually found a pain management clinic, helping her make a choice to go off opioid medication, which she says helped reclaim her life. Now she wants other chronic pain sufferers to consider other options when it comes to pain management. But Pain Australia CEO Carol Bennett says more options need to be available.
We know opioids are a quick fix solution. They're the easy option to be prescribed when people present with pain. But we actually need to see better treatment options, affordable treatment options, such as multidisciplinary care. Things like physiotherapy, psychology, nutrition, allied health services that work hand in hand with physicians to ensure best practice pain management.
Health advocates like the Australian Medical Association's Vice President Tony Bartone have been calling for real-time prescription monitoring for years.
For more than a decade, many health advocates, including ourselves, have been calling for real-time prescription monitoring, a dedicated solution, real-time, robust across all states and territories in our country, to allow for the efficient and real-time recording of prescriptions and their supply and dispensing in our community. This will give us details, will give us a source of who's getting what prescriptions when and who is potentially using these prescriptions illicitly.
The report was a collaboration with the Canadian Institute for Health Information, also showing illicit use of fentanyl was more common in Canada, while heroin use was higher in Australia. Dr. Linnell Moon says the comparisons didn't stop there.
The one thing that was surprising is when we did this comparison to Canada, both countries have the most highest reason for admission to hospital in relation to opioids is due to side effects from pharmaceutical use. So that means that the person has taken the opioid at the right dose, but they've had unintended consequences and that needed admission to hospital for treatment.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.